National heritage property is given conditional exemption from inheritance tax. This means that, subject to certain conditions being satisfied, IHT will not be charged on a transfer of national heritage property. The idea behind the heritage property exemption is to permit the owners of such property to keep the assets in the UK, and thereby continue to allow such assets to be part of the UK's national heritage, rather than the owners having to sell the property and risk the assets leaving the UK permanently in order to pay the IHT. In return, the owner must agree to make the property available for public viewing, be this at a public amenity, such as a gallery or museum, or at the owner's place of residence. National heritage property is defined within Section 31 of IHTA 1984. It includes pictures, books, manuscripts, work of art or scientific objects which are preeminent for their national, scientific, historical and artistic interest, land of outstanding scenic, historical or scientific interest, and buildings which should be preserved for their historical or architectural interest, together with objects historically associated with the building. HMRC decides whether property qualifies for the relief. Certain conditions must be satisfied for conditional exemption to be given in respect of heritage property. Where the exemption is being claimed on death, the property must be heritage property at the date of death, and a claim for exemption must be made within 2 years of death. In this case, no tax is charged on the value of the heritage property within the death estate. Where the exemption is being claimed in respect of lifetime transfers, for example on pets which later become chargeable to IHT, the property must be heritage property at the date the pet becomes chargeable, i.e. at the date of death. The person responsible for paying the tax, i.e. the donee, must claim exemption within 2 years of death, and the heritage property must either have been owned by the donor for 6 years before the gift, or have been acquired by the donor on the death of a person where conditional exemption was claimed. In this case, no tax is charged on the pet, which becomes chargeable on the death of the donor within 7 years of the gift. In respect of pets, no exemption is available where the donee has sold the property before the donor's death. Having claimed conditional exemption, certain undertakings, i.e. promises, must be given by the new owner of the heritage property to HMRC if exemption from IHT is to continue. The main undertakings are to allow reasonable public access to the property, to maintain and preserve the property, including being responsible for its insurance, to keep the property in the UK. The property can only leave the UK with HMRC consent, for example for exhibition abroad, and to publicise the undertaking to enable the general public to be aware that the property is available for viewing or inspection. This is normally done via HMRC's website. If the owner fails to observe these undertakings, for example by denying the general public reasonable access to the property, HMRC has the power to remove the IHT exemption. This will mean that the assets are no longer heritage property, and IHT will therefore become due. The IHT charge which results from a failure to observe undertakings is called a recapture charge. Heritage property relief only gives exemption from IHT until a chargeable event takes place. A chargeable event will lead to HMRC recapturing the tax, which they previously postponed. This charge to IHT, a recapture charge, will arise on the happening of any of the following events: a failure by the owner to observe an undertaking, or the death of the owner without new undertakings being given by the person to whom the property is transferred, or a gift of the property without new undertakings being given by the person to whom the property is transferred, or a sale of the property, except a sale to a museum or similar body. The amount chargeable to IHT is either the value of the property at the date of the chargeable event, if there is a gift or failure to observe undertakings, or the net proceeds of sale in the event of a sale. Any CGT payable on the chargeable event can be deducted from the amount chargeable to IHT. The person liable for paying the IHT on a recapture charge depends on the nature of the chargeable event. In the case of a failure to observe undertakings, the person liable for the IHT is the owner of the property. In the case of a death of owner without new undertakings being given, the person liable for the IHT is the new owner of the property. In the case of a gift of the property without new undertakings being given, the person liable for the IHT is the donee. In the case of a sale of the property, the person liable for the IHT is the vendor. The chargeable amount is added to the cumulative total of either the last person who made a conditionally exempt transfer, if he is still alive, or to the death estate of that person, if he has died. Tax is charged at 20% if the person who made the conditionally exempt transfer did so during his life. If the transfer was on death, the tax on a recapture charge is 40%. By way of illustration, Richard died in September 2008, leaving an estate as per your screen. He left a family home worth £500,000, cash and quoted shares worth £250,000, and an original L.S. Lowry drawing worth £150,000. The total estate was £900,000. Richard had made no lifetime transfers. He had bought the Lowry drawing in August 2000. His will left the family home to his wife, the Lowry drawing to his son Sean, and the residue of his estate to his daughter Marie. The Lowry drawing was designated as National Heritage Property, and Sean gave the necessary undertakings to HMRC. The drawing hangs in Sean's dining room, and its whereabouts and Sean's contact details are published on the HMRC website. In March 2011, Sean got fed up of people visiting his house to view the drawing, and he duly sold it to a private art gallery for £200,000. Sean has a CGT liability of £11,172 to pay on the transfer. We will show the IHT implications of the above events. As the Lowry drawing is designated as heritage property, it will not be charged to tax in Richard's death estate. Richard's death estate is therefore reduced to £750,000, as it now consists of the family home and the cash and shares. The Lowry drawing is conditionally exempt from IHT. The will left the family home to Richard's wife. This is an exempt transfer, so the chargeable estate is £250,000. This is covered by the nil ban for the year of death, so no IHT is payable. Conditional exemption is granted on the Lowry drawing. However, if Sean either sells the drawing or fails to allow public access to the asset, a recapture charge arises and IHT becomes payable. The sale of the print by Sean in March 2011 will therefore give rise to a recapture charge. The charge is based on the net proceeds of sale, after expenses and capital gains tax. The net proceeds of the sale are £200,000 less the CGT of £11,172, giving £188,828. The conditionally exempt transfer took place on Richard's death, so we add these proceeds to Richard's death estate. The chargeable estate was £250,000. We add on the net sales proceeds to give a new chargeable estate of £438,828. We deduct the nil band at the date of the recapture charge, which is often different to that originally used in the year of death. The chargeable event takes place in March 2011, so we use a nil band of £325,000. The taxable amount is therefore £113,828. As Richard made the conditionally exempt transfer on his death, the recapture charge is at the death rate of 40%. The recapture charge is therefore £45,531. The tax is payable by the vendor, i.e. Sean. The due date for the tax is as for other chargeable lifetime transfers. Moving on to the CGT implications of disposals of heritage property. Where heritage property is disposed of by way of a lifetime gift, either outright or into a trust, the transaction takes place at no gain, no loss. By way of illustration, Matthew bought a Grade 2 listed building in the Sussex countryside for £500,000 in April 1998. In January 2006, Matthew gave the building to his daughter Charlotte when it was worth £800,000. Matthew died in May 2008, leaving an estate of £1.5 million. Apart from the gift to Charlotte, he made no other lifetime transfers. Charlotte sold the building for £950,000 in December 2010. We will discuss the tax impactions of the above transactions. Starting with the gift of the building to Charlotte in 2006. The gift by Matthew to Charlotte is a pet for IHT. This pet is chargeable on Charlotte if Matthew dies within 7 years. Assuming the building should be preserved for its historical or architectural interest, it will be designated as a heritage property. As there is no IHT payable on the gift in 2006, Charlotte does not need to give undertakings to HMRC regarding public assets, etc., so no conditional exemption claim is made. The gift takes place at no gain, no loss for CGT, so no CGT charge arises on Matthew. Charlotte's base cost in 2006 is therefore Matthew's original cost, which is £500,000. Matthew's death in May 2008 causes the pet to Charlotte to become chargeable to IHT. Charlotte will therefore have an IHT liability. However, if Charlotte makes a conditional exemption claim and gives the necessary undertakings to HMRC, no tax will be charged on the pet. As the pet is effectively zero, a full nil band will be available in Matthew's death estate. When Charlotte sells the building in December 2010, she will have a recapture charge for IHT. However, this is based on net sales proceeds, so first we have to work on the CGT due on the sale. Proceeds are £950,000. We deduct her base cost of £500,000 to give a gain of £450,000. We then deduct the annual exemption to give Charlotte a taxable gain of £439,900. Assuming Charlotte is a higher rate taxpayer, CGT is due at 28%, being £123,172. The sale by Charlotte will cause there to be an IHT recapture charge. The chargeable amount is the net proceeds of sale after CGT. This will be £950,000 less £123,172, giving £826,828. Matthew made the conditionally exempt transfer, and he has since died. Therefore, we add the chargeable amount to his death estate. As his death estate was £1.5 million, there is no nil band remaining. Matthew made the transfer when he was alive, so the recapture charge is at 20%. The IHT payable by Charlotte is therefore £165,365. There is one practice example to attempt to complete this session. As the vase is designated as heritage property, it would not have been charged a tax in George's death estate. George's chargeable estate in 2004 would therefore have been the house worth £240,000 plus the bank deposits of £14,000, giving £254,000. We would have deducted the available nil band for the year of death and taxed the excess at 40%. The sale of the vase by David in January 2011 will give rise to a recapture charge. The amount chargeable to IHT is the net sales proceeds of the vase, being £85,000, less the CGT of £2,772. We therefore take £82,228 and treat this as the top slice of George's death estate. The original chargeable estate was £254,000. The revised death estate is now £336,228. To calculate tax on a recapture, we use the nil band for the year of the chargeable event, which here is £325,000. We deduct the lifetime pet of £34,000 to give a nil band remaining of £291,000. The taxable amount is £45,228. As George's conditionally exempt transfer took place on his death, the recapture charge is at 40%. The IHT payable by David is therefore £18,091. That concludes this lecture on heritage property.